Good morning, this is Mark Rogers, bringing you today's Gospel reflection from John, chapter 1, verses 35 to 42. The first disciples of Jesus. The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. There's a lot going on in today's short passage. With typical Johannine conciseness, we hear of John the Baptist's witness to Jesus as the Lamb of God. We hear of Jesus' call of Andrew and his brother Simon, and also Jesus' renaming of Simon as Peter, the Rock. At the heart of these are three words spoken by Jesus to the two disciples of John the Baptist. Come and see. These are important words, and to emphasize that, the phrase is immediately repeated in the past tense. They came and saw. I love this invitation. I hope that Christianity is a come and see religion. In other words, a place to explore and discover for oneself. I hope we have something great for people to see. I love this also because it's so open-ended. If you don't find anything, then, well, you may go in peace. And that's fine. And it's very positive. It assumes people will indeed find in Christianity something truly wonderful. And this is our approach at St. John's Cathedral. We are a welcoming church. People don't need to sign up to a doctrinal statement. We simply invite anyone to come along and journey with us on a voyage of discovery. This participatory, exploratory approach is also very inclusive. We all have a role and a place. And your presence will in itself form and shape our church. And that's a great thing. Come and see what Christ has to offer you.